But as promised, Keith, you got a little scoopage on the Bruins? Hashtag scoops, Keith?
Yeah, that's right. And we were talking about yesterday a little bit, and you were kind of like asking me anything on Marchand.
Yeah, you got anything
right?
on that Marchand extension?
No, I don't. I have nothing on Marchand.
So that's not the scoop.
That's not the scoop.
Okay.
Here's the scoop. And you were sniffing around this. Credit to you and your sniffer for sniffing around this, because I was like, I don't know about this.
Well, yours is all clogged up with that mustache over there.
That's your problem.
Yeah.
Except for this awful mustache. No. You were kind of on this, and then after the show, I got word that this is legitimate. Jim Montgomery is on the hot seat. The hot seat.
Mm.
If things don't get turned around, I think he's done. I think they need to turn it around. He'll be the first casualty, I guess, of a really slow start. It sounds like the top of the front office is very, very frustrated with how the first 10 games of the season have gone. And somebody needs to be held accountable for that. And now I don't know what turning it around means. I don't know if that means win 5 in a row or win 4 out of 5 or whatever. But it sounds like if things don't get better, Jim Montgomery is going to be the one that pays for it.
Okay. So Jim Montgomery,
hot.
The seat is hot.
It's the hottest seat going.
And it's getting hotter. Let me ask a few questions here.
Yeah, please.
Do you have any understanding on a timeline? Are we talking like days, weeks, month? Like, what are we talking for?
No, I don't know. But a month seems long. And this is not me reading between the lines, yep. But it just feels like there is a sense of urgency. So I would say that.
And it's been communicated to Montgomery?
Yeah, I believe
he's
so.
He's very aware of the hotness of his hot seat.
Correct.
And you say it goes to the highest.
Yeah. Top down.
The top level of the front office is what I think you said. Even
top.
Even above that?
I think the tippity top. The top of this thing is where the anger has started from.
So the owner's not happy with the start and Jim Montgomery. Interesting. So the hottest of hot seats
Piping
for
hot.
Jim Montgomery. Turn it around or else.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Like the center of the sun right now, that hot seat.
Hashtag scoops, Keith.
Yeah.
With some info here on your Boston Bruins. Do you think it goes okay for them tonight against Carolina? That's always a good matchup for them.
Yeah, just in time to take on the Carolina Hurricanes. Yeah, no, I mean... looking ahead, so it's Carolina, Philly, who you just got shut out 2-0, then Seattle, Toronto, Calgary. So that's kind of a 5-game stretch. I would think they would have to, I mean, my guess now, what do you need? Points in 3 or 4 of those games, probably.
Oh.
Maybe wins.
You're speculating, but okay. You're the one who has the information that the seat is hot, and now you're saying turn around the next 3 or 4 games.
You're playing .500 hockey right now, and I know that term isn't, because of the overtime wins and all this stuff, it's a little bit different. But that, if that's not good enough, if you keep that trend going, well, guess what? Still not good enough, and now more time is gone by.
Look,
so
Scoops Keefe has the info. So the seat is hot. But it does make sense. They're 4-5-1. They're in last place.
But also, look at how Montgomery's acted.
Oh, well, that too.
That feels like a hot seat guy.
Oh, for sure. So what he's doing with his lines, you mean, and things like this, shoving Brad Montgomery, Brad Marchand the other night? So here were his lines the other day at practice. We talked about the jumbled lines yesterday. Beecher, Zaka, Pasternak, Marchand, Lindholm, Kastelic, Jones, Coyle, Koepke, Frederick, Patra, Brazo. So it's like he shuffled the whole thing.
Yeah.
He's moving around the one line that was working, the fourth line, and mixing it in on all the other lines. That is reflective of a coach who's feeling the pressure.
Kind of grasping at it a little bit.
Freaking out on his captain a few weekends ago.
The stuff
is representative of that.
Post-game.
And just knowing what we know about the Jacobs family.
Yeah.
They want to make the postseason. They want a postseason gate. The Bruins are in last place. They're 4-5-1.
Mm-hmm.
They're not trending towards making the postseason. If you don't turn it around, you're going to pay for it with his job. All of that checks out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the latest from hashtag Scoops Keefe on the Bruins and Jim Montgomery's
hot
future in Boston.
Seat.
Magma.